Welcome to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the ESPN Outdoors Report as we bring in Pete Huff from Best Damn Guide Service. Pete, you know we're getting close to summer because Walleye Wednesday started out on Wednesday of this week. Kind of tell us how it went.
Well, there was, there was five legal-sized fish caught. We caught a bunch of shorts. We lost another one that looked legal. Unfortunately, I came in 10 seconds late.
Oh.
It's the first time I've done that, and so I was not able to weigh my fish, but there's 11 more weeks to make up for it.
So how'd it go on Walleye Wednesday? Did you have a good turnout? What do people need to know about how this works?
I believe there's about a dozen teams that were in it. So you go out, you got to keep two legal-sized walleyes per team, and it's two-person teams, and we start at 5:30, and you have to be in by 8:30. I came in at 8:30. It just turned 8:31, so I was a little behind the gun there. And it's held at Woods Landing on FW, and it's a nice little event.
Do you have to pre-register? Do you have to let people know? Do you show up, or how does it all work?
You show up at like 5 or quarter after at the latest, get signed up. You pay your weekly fee of $30 per boat, and all the money goes out in payouts, and we pay out one per four teams. And then at the end of the year, there's a fundraiser, and that goes to walleye stocking,
which is great. A great way, some fun, and also helps out a great cause.
Yes.
When it comes to fishing across the region, what have you learned this week, Pete?
Well, there's been a really good walleye bite up at Green Bay. I've heard, I know some friends that are up there and they're doing quite well. Some really nice sized fish. Smallmouth are starting to stage in like Sturgeon Bay area. There's, if you want to get out after some like trophy sized smallmouth, they're getting nice big ones there. And locally, the water temps have been right around that 60 degree mark. They dropped off to like 58 yesterday, but they should be coming back up once we get in around 62 degrees. Their crappie spawn, they have somewhat started staging, but they're not like in full swing yet. But I'm thinking after our warm-up we have here, they should be going.
Excellent stuff. So it's a good time here with the weather warming up and Memorial Day weekend coming up. You think traffic's going to be picking up across the state tenfold here over the next few weeks?
Oh, it definitely will. Yep. The warmer we get, the more traffic there is. And still a good bite, bluegill bite on the Madison chain and some walleyes there too. The opportunities out there, just matter what you want to go for.
Well, tell us about Best Damn Guide Service. If people want to have a fun day trip, whether it be short or longer, you offer a lot, don't you?
Yep. If you'd like to get out, depending on what species you'd like to go for, I'll take you out for whatever. They're 5-hour trips typically. If you'd like to get out, call me at 608-609-2707.
All right, Pete Huff, I appreciate the time. Good luck fishing this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Wade. Thanks a lot.
Let's bring in Pat from DNS Bait and Tackle. Pat, boy, we've had some interesting weather this week. It's been warm. It's been cold. It's been very windy. How has that impacted the fishing on the Madison chain?
Well, you know, I can't speak to how much it's affected the actual fishing, but I can tell you that there haven't been a lot of people out in this wind, especially earlier this week. Boy, it was really rolling, and it keeps a lot of people off the water, but, folks are still getting fish, folks that I talk to, but not a lot of folks hitting that big water trying to find, you know, protected inlets and stuff like that. And there's been good action, a lot of good panfish in shallow bays and stuff like that. Bass action's been good there, too. The folks that have been getting out for walleyes have also been finding fish. A lot of those fish are still hanging out pretty shallow. I know Lake Mendota is still pretty cold. I think it was at 54 degrees when I checked it this morning. So still pretty chilly water, but so a lot of your folks, or a lot of your fish are going to be up in that shallow water. But otherwise it's been good. It's a good time to be out, and we got some warmer weather on the way, it looks like.
Yeah, if we get some temps into the 70s or the 80s and such here in the next few days, how quickly will that water warm up?
Well, it depends on the lake. Lake Mendota is three times the size of the next biggest lake on the chain, Lake Monona. So I know that I've been hearing about water temps on Monona already approaching 60 degrees, while Monona remains at 54. So it just depends on the body of water. But yes, when it is warm, especially on a sunny day and calm days, that can really warm the water up quick, especially in any areas that are shallow. It can really jump pretty quick.
Any more information on the rivers and such across your neck of the woods?
From what I hear, the rivers are back down to fishable levels. Up north, they're still having some pretty high water, but you know, like the Wisconsin River's been in good shape, and the Rock River's finally come back down from some flooding. And I hear the white bass action's still pretty good. They're doing their thing right now, and yeah, we're about to get into summer kind of cruise control as far as rivers go.
It is. Can you believe it's Memorial Day weekend next weekend already?
I can't. It feels like we're, I don't know, March or something. But yeah, it's really flying by.
Well, tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle, a must stop. It's funny, I ran into somebody on a different show that I was doing that lives in the Madison area, and he was telling me that he stops in regularly at your place when he's getting ready to head out under the chain. So, you know, he was very familiar with you. Tell us more about DNS if people aren't familiar.
Yeah, that's always great to hear. Thanks for that. But yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive here on the north side of Madison, right near the corner of Northport and Troy Drives. We're just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch and a quick jog off the interstate for folks coming into town. We've got everything you need to get out. We got all on the water. We got all of our spring tackle out, full selection of live bait, and most importantly, we have local information so we can try to point you in the right direction. We do a weekly fishing report. We post that at DS Bait Tackle Fly Shop on our social media, which is Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And we also have an old school phone line. You can call in 608 Big Fish and listen to the fishing report.
Lots of great stuff, Pat, DNS. I appreciate the time, and we'll see you at store.
Thanks so much, Wade. Always a pleasure.
Let's turn our attention to Fishtails in Fox Lake and going to bring in Tim. Tim, how's everything going at Fishtails this week?
Well, good. Now we're taping this on Thursday morning, Wade. It's about 8:30, I think, in the morning, 9 o'clock. The sun is shining and the lake is flat as can be. So for once, we've got sun and no wind, so it's a perfect day to get out on the lake.
So what's the fishing been like? We've had some windy weather. We've had some, you know, hot and cold. And just what's the fishing been like on Fox Lake?
You know, the game fishing is a little bit slow. I talked to guys been out bass fishing, walleye fishing, northern fishing. Little tough. The bluegill fishing has been real good. As you know, the water is clear in Fox Lake. I talked to guys, tell me you can see the bottom in 10 feet. So when you get that clear water and a sunny day, it makes for tough fishing. Now, the bluegill fishing has been very good. A lot of bluegills in the shallows, back of the islands, even right in the channel in town in Fox Lake here, getting some real nice bluegills up to 9, 9.5 inches. So the crappies, a little tough yet, not spawning yet. The water temperature is a little too cool yet. So usually their fish are, they're spawning this type of the year or time of year. But, this year, the crappie bite has been a little light due to the spawning.
So why does clear water make fishing tough?
Well, it's just, you can see everything. You know, you go out in a boat and, when you have clear water like that, they're very spooky, and, it's just been tough. Now, I talked to some guys. They tell me there's a lot of weeds down in the government marsh starting to come in the jug, which is normally full of weeds. They tell me there aren't any weeds. So, and, you know, when you have weeds, you have fish. So guys are picking up some real good bluegills down along the government marsh on the weed edge. And like I said, right in the channel in Fox Lake, down in Clawson Park, they're getting some very good bluegill action.
Hey, besides Fox Lake, have you heard about any other lakes that are kind of on your radar around the area?
A lot of guys going up to Puckaway. I heard they're getting some catfish up there, getting some bluegills up there. A lot of guys going up to Big Green now. Haven't heard a lot of positive reports out of Big Green. Guys are going to Emily. Been a little slow over there, other than the bass fishermen tell me the bass are biting on Emily. Haven't heard a lot on Beaver Dam Lake. I do know that they had their first walleye Wednesday tournament this week. Picked up a few walleyes around the islands and the rock bars up there. Other than that, Wade, I haven't heard a lot.
Well, tell us about Fishtails. There's always a lot going on there. What do people need to know?
Well, we're located right by the bridge, downtown Fox Lake. And just want everybody to know that the road is got closed signs on it, but you can get through Fox Lake out to A to go to the town park in Fox Lake at the landing. So you can still get through there. They do have flagmen, but you can get to the boat landings on Blackhawk Trail. We're open 7 days a week here, Wade, 6 a.m. till 6 o'clock at night. We've got all our boats in the water, fishing boats, pontoon boats to rent. So give us a call. We've got everything you need, free advice. and everything you need to have an enjoyable, safe day on Fox Lake.
Well, Tim, we appreciate all you do, and we'll talk to you or Dave next week. We'll see you at Fishtails.
Have a good day, Wade.
All Out Marine are your experts and local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in to see their new and used inventory. Order your 2026 models now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro Tracker, Sun Tracker, Tahoe, and Mako dealer.
Let's continue on the ESPN Outdoors report, and we're going to bring in our resident outdoorsman Rick Wentland, who's actually on Swan Lake as we're talking right now. Rick, where is Swan Lake located if somebody's never been out there?
Just outside of Partyville. You got to go through Partyville, and then you take the road by Quick Trip. I don't even know what highway it is, to be honest.
Honestly,
and then it's your first road to the right and takes you right to the boat launch.
How big of a lake is Swan Lake?
It's long and narrow. acreage, I don't know, I guess okay. About, I don't know, 1,000 acres or so.
Is that big, little, or small?
Medium-sized lake. It's really long.
Now, you told me you were on Swan Lake. I was hoping I wasn't going to see you in a leotard doing the ballet Swan Lake.
Well, you never know what I wear when I fish by myself, you know. You never know.
Hopefully you're wearing something at least.
Well, I bought a red, white, and blue with stars thong for the 250th anniversary for the 4th of July. So, you know, that'd be picture worthy.
Please send us that, Rick Wentland. We would love to do that. How was the fishing on Swan Lake, and how's the fishing been this week if you've been out?
Well, it's a tale of two things. It's so far today I've got a few bass, and right now I found a big crib out in 18 feet of water, and it's loaded with crappies, and I've got a crappie jig on. I'm trying to catch a bunch of crappies, but or white bass, whatever they are. But it's a tale of two lakes, you know. I'll be the first one to tell you, Fox Lake is fishing the worst it has in 40 years. And then the month of May, and that's an honest assessment. I'm really struggling on Fox Lake. The water is clear. The water is still cold. And 90% of them fish just got lockjaw. But you go to a few other area lakes. I mean, down a Big Cedar in West Bend. I've been on Emily. I've been on Big Green. And the fishing's almost fantastic. So it just depends on what lake you're on. That's why I thought I'd come here to Swan. The water's getting to be about 60 degrees, 59 degrees, which should push a lot of those bass up shallow, which means it could be lights out. So
what do you think when you go back to Fox Lake? We've talked about the fishing's been so good there. What do you think in May? What has put the lockjaw on? Why aren't the fish hungry?
I think it's the clear water, combination of the super ultra clear water. I mean, it's the clearest I've seen it in 20 years. And this cold weather snap. I mean, we just can't get out of it. You know, come this weekend, it's supposed to be in the 80s. That's definitely going to help, and you know, I'm hoping it really turns the fishing on. I actually have a bass tournament on the Madison chain on Saturday, but I should be down there pre-fishing, but I'm not thinking around out here. But but you know, it's just been a goofy spring. I know the Orioles by our house have just showed up in the last 2 days, which means the hummingbirds should be about a week behind. And you know, but it's just been a cold spring, and you know, unfortunately, this last Friday, I have two wood duck houses on my property, and they were full of eggs, and the wood ducks were in there every day. Well, Friday night, a raccoon came in and ate all the eggs in both houses, so that was kind of a bummer. But
yeah, you're looking forward to watching. My kids got the circle of life at one point with that as well. Had some duck eggs, and we were watching. You know, every morning the ducks were coming and going and sitting, and then one night the coyotes came and they had lunch and or had an evening yep. snack, and they were all gone. So, have you heard anything else fishing wise? Are we still into turkey hunting? Have you heard anybody turkey hunting yet?
I have not. The guys that I know have got their birds in the third or fourth period, whatever we're at right now. But yeah, I personally don't know anybody that's been turkey hunting. I know I was in the river in Fox Lake, and there's got to be 10,000 panfish in the river in Fox Lake, but that's because that's where the warmest water is. But fishing's been, like I said, real spotty. You talk to some guys, it's absolutely terrible. You talk to some guys on different lakes, it's pretty good. It all depends where you are. So,
well, we know your odds of catching fish are go hugely up when you have Raw Bass Customs on the end of your line. Tell us about the lures you make and where they can find them.
Basically, I paint over 60 kinds of lures for bass, muskie, walleye, and pike in any color you can imagine. They're available locally at Fishtails here in Fox Lake, M&M Tackle and Portage, and Dick's Mist down in Pewaukee just got a big refill on Monday. And as far as a guide trip, I have a few openings, not very many for guide trips for the rest of the year. I supply everything but food and drink. You get my cell phone a call at 920-948-8467.
Rick, I appreciate your time. I'll let you get back to the water, and thank you so much.
All right, Wade, sounds good.
Thanks for listening to the ESPN Outdoors Report presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Catch the ESPN Outdoors Report three times every week on 95.3 WBEV at 4:35 p.m. on Fridays, as well as Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35 a.m. Hear the ESPN Outdoors Report every Friday at 12:40 p.m. on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and on demand on the Sports tab at DailyDodge.com.